This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Hope that you're doing well as we are mere days away from training camp getting started here in the great city of Houston. I feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my bones. Like, a proximity to football does something for us as sports fans. Obviously, I think you know about me. I'm a sports sicko. I love a lot of sports. I legitimately thought to myself yesterday, and again, I know what the reaction is going to be, but I'm just waiting for it. I thought to myself, I could use a fourth TV right now.
Oh, yeah, a fourth TV?
Because I had the ESPYs on, even though I don't like them, but I'm like, yeah, put them on.
Yeah.
I had the Jets game on from last year, week 9, Halloween, because mm-hmm. I was rewatching that. I had between WNBA and the Dynamo game on, and mm-hmm. I was like, I could use a fourth one to have dedicated to one of these games. And I was like, okay.
Hold on.
Sick.
You wanted a fourth TV dedicated to either the Dynamo or the WNBA.
Correct. Like I said, sick behavior.
The third TV is the flipper.
Sick behavior. Well, that's what it was.
Yeah. And it should be the flipper.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I in that moment, I could have stood to have just one more.
You need to get out.
But
more,
like, the point being, ultimately, I like all these sports, but there's something different about when football come around. So we are almost there. Excited to get there.
Yeah.
And of course, your Houston sports leader, home of the Houston Texans. We will be there, out there in our NRG Park,
mm-hmm.
Giving you the sights and sounds and getting interviews with all the important people.
That brother want to have all four TVs on too, like sound and all that stuff, man.
What about when rugby gets on?
Hey, man, when Sabercats come back into the season, like, I'm excited to get out there even more.
They were a fun team this year.
This was very
apropos
fun.
Apropos of nothing, I know it's something a lot of people pay attention to. Maybe don't even know that there is a Sabercats. That were fun this year.
They went
year.
To the championship
yeah,
this year.
Fun.
Hey, ask Clint, man. Yeah. Me, Clint, his homeboys went out there. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
good time. Anyways, that's not
now, what sport is this?
Rugby.
That
was rugby.
I'm messing with y'all.
Yes, football coming. Football. The big point of that whole soliloquy, football coming.
And we got to give Reggie a little thumbnail sketch, a little prep for work for being out there.
Yeah, I was telling him about that, I think a couple segments ago in the break. I was telling him, like, yeah, this is how it usually goes, so you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Excited.
That first segment is always fun, man, because that's when the action is happening.
Yep. We'll talk about it.
And I'll be back here going crazy like, hey, y'all, come on.
Y'all are on the air.
Great. Hey, John, you have a live read right here.
Wow, you're really pulling back the curtain. All right. From the fun to the very sad, we lose a Texan, a fan favorite, is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely.
And Brian Braman, who passes away at the age of 38 due to a very aggressive type of cancer, bleep cancer, as always. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree with that sentiment. But we wanted to do a little bit of a salute to the man. You know, 6-month battle, a lot of support from Eagles and Texans fans, or Texans players, including, of course, J.J. Watt. You know him, being the human being that he is, was going to reach out, say kind things, donate, and then ultimately he a fantastic 8-word message. at the when he found out about this 5 hours ago. Rest in peace, brother. Gone far too soon. And Lopez, I wanted to turn this to you because you've been in this market for a long time. Obviously, you had an opportunity to cover him when he was with the Texans. Mm-hmm. Just, is there a way that you wanted to salute the man?
Well, I think the best way to do it is, you know, there's, you mentioned fan favorite, and there are also players that just sort of resonate with so many people because their story is so inspiring. And obviously, you know, leaving us at 38 is horrible, but especially when you realize what he overcame. And I think it's one of the reasons, is it Al-Shaair that had the you know, real bad upbringing and actually did not live at his home for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Braman was homeless. A lot of people don't know that. I'm not going to sit here and say like he was a friend of mine or I knew him real well, but I got to know him a little bit, chatted with him several times. And every time I would always try to just dig in a little bit more on his story. When he was in high school, he was homeless for about a little over 2 years, I believe. But just an incredible athlete. We all know tackling the Titan dude with his helmet off, sticking his head in there, wasn't like, you know, willy-nilly tackle back
yeah,
to our
form tackle. put your face mask in his numbers. What do I do if there's no face mask, coach?
Well, just put your face
it
in
there. It
wasn't
a push out of bounds to get the credit for the tackle.
No, he stuck his head in there. And so, obviously, very, very poor family, homeless, and then ended up bouncing around JUCO, went to Idaho, ended up at West Texas A&M, did some odd jobs, was a bouncer at a club for some spending money or whatever. But the thing that always intrigued me about him, beside that kind of inspiring story and getting to the NFL, as an undrafted guy, basically on a tip from a friend of Gary Kubiak's, I believe, that said, you got to look at this kid out of West Texas A&M. Looked at him, signed him, ended up winning a Super Bowl for the Eagles. But the thing that I always chatted with him about was his track and field prowess. And some people may not even know this. He was a state champion in Washington, despite his background now, in the javelin, went to state in the 100 and 200 meter dash, high jumped 7 feet.
Hey, yo.
And long jumped just under 25 feet.
Okay, wait. Press pause. Long jump.
Under 20.
High
just
jump.
Under 25.
100, 200 javelin. Are you setting up, like, was he a septathlete? Or did he, like, these are all individual events.
These were individual events.
So he was just running 100 against everybody running 100.
And then the 200 against everybody running the 200.
That is, and one, he won state.
He went to state.
Or went to state.
In those. One state in the javelin.
Gotcha.
High jumped 7 feet once he got to JUCO. And could long jump, I think it was 24 or something, whatever. He was just under 25 feet. So
that is tough. And I'm trying to kind of roll this around in my brain because it's easy to go, well, that's Washington. Like comparing any high school sports
to Texas. Look at the numbers.
But like that SeaTac area puts up some talent athletically.
And not only that, it doesn't matter what state he's in. You're doing all that. This is what happened. And I always kind of gave him a hard time about this, or at least asked him about it. The United States Olympic United States Olympic Track and Field Federation came to him and say, hey, come live with us in Colorado Springs. We will make you a decathlon. You will be an Olympian. And he said, nah, man, I just love football. The guy could have been an Olympic decathlete. They wanted him to train for the decathlon. And think about it. If you can do all that, like 100, 200 javelin, high jump, long jump.
Only a few more left to go.
That's about five right there.
Only a few more left to go.
You're halfway there. They truly wanted him, recruited him, and I don't know to what level. I never got too deep into it to go to Colorado Springs and be an Olympic decathlete. And he said, "No, I just love football."
But I believe it, right? Like he's the type of player. He played in a way where there was never a moment's doubt on whether that dude loved football. And I end up being the dude who's kind of counter to the typical football response of, man, you just need a guy who loves football. I'm always like, there's a lot of people that go to work that don't love their job but can make sure to do it well. But I do appreciate the dudes who for whom it actually does. It does kind of conflate where, yes, I'm good at this, but then I also love it.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the best type. Like he was one of those best types of stereotypes of players, which is the crazy football player.
Yeah.
Right?
Nuts.
Like that guy. We played the audio other. Should we play it again?
Let's play it again.
From the Raw Room. This is a podcast called The Raw Room. This is about Brian Braman. and him giving pregame speeches.
Brian Braman. He was with me at the Eagles, dog. You have like these tiers of like a pregame speech. You got the dudes that know the right thing to say. Right. Then you got the one dude that's like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
the
know
coaches
that.
Know, oh, he's a crazy dude.
They let him do him.
And they let him go and they do the speech once. And the worst thing you can do is win that game.
Oh, yeah.
Because then what they going to do?
They got to bring him back.
And then they're going to be like, he's got to go even harder this time.
Thanks.
Bro, by the 10th game, Brian was like, we got to go out there and eat their children. I want Jason Momoa on my team. I'm just trying to win, bro.
He said,
I want to rip their heart out, put it back in, rip it out again. I'm mail it to their wife. I'm like, bro, like.
Hey, yo.
That's so good.
He was on a team with Brian Cushing.
Yeah, and was crazier.
That's like, what is that like in the locker room when you just got that cat? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. He was a personal favorite, even though he didn't have a huge, huge role as far as like a starring role.
But he was a star in his role.
Yeah, and the thing about it is like when you think about like his place as an athlete, and you know, an athlete, because we just talked about the track and field stuff. He was homeless. He didn't go to any camps and clinics and personal trainers and traveling teams and traveling track teams and all this, you know, Junior Olympics, which, by the way, are coming to Houston next week.
Really?
Yeah, Junior Olympics going to be here. He was just like raw, pure athlete. It was really impressive.
Love of the game.
Yeah.
And love of the game. Yeah. So, again, condolences to the Braman family. Condolences to everybody that loved him, appreciated his game. And obviously, you know, love to the family in particular who is going through a time. That's very tough. Again, rest in peace to Brian Braman, 38 years of age, who passed today. Some other things I didn't want to talk about. I was like, well, how do I pivot out of what is a really sad kind of thing? But hopefully we had an opportunity to smile about it. Something I imagine that Texans fans are smiling about. Jeremy Fowler's been putting out his top 10 list of you know, the best of various different positions in the NFL. And we got cornerbacks today. And, of course, this it sets up – it always sets up for kind of a little bit of a cringe and wait-and-see moment when you have a guy who very clearly should be there and should be high. When it comes to a list and you go, did they do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes. Derek Stingley Jr., number 2 on the list of cornerbacks. Are you okay with that? Are you good with that? Or are you just like, nah, he needs to be number 1.
No. Number 2 seems more than fair, right?
Who was number 1?
Let me pull it back up because I believe it was
Surtain.
I believe it was Surtain.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, he should be number 2. Surtain should be.
I would have been mad if it was like Sauce. If it was Sauce,
well,
like,
yeah, you're right. I would have been a little upset.
I'm fine.
Yes. So Surtain 1, Stingley 2. Who, mind you, lowest ranking was 4 for him, which was the same as Pat Surtain. So like they were both in that same space.
Yeah.
Of 1. You know, 1 through 4 on various people's rankings. I just imagine more people ranked Surtain 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denzel Ward is 3rd. Trent McDuffie is 4th. Sauce Gardner is
4th. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Highest paid.
Like, yeah, man. You'd be the highest paid, but around these parts, people know what's the real. Like, it's not even just the, like, we have gotten past, and we very much knew that we had gotten past the idea of handcuffing them together where it's like, oh, Stingley and Sauce. Like, no. Stingley is the dude. We've put that to bed. Sauce is good in his own right, but he is not on the same plateau. That's the best player on the team, Derek Stingley, correct?
Yeah.
Like, not the most important, not the highest magnitude, but the best dude is Derek Stingley. And talking, I don't know if I mentioned this when I was doing the rewatch of the Jets game. One of the small parts of joy, because there was little small pockets of joy, is there's kind of a 2 or 3 play span where you have Derek Stingley matched up on Davante Adams, where Davante Adams gets him on a go route, he beats him, and thankfully for the Texans, Aaron Rodgers airmails it just a little far, is not able to get him on the step and a half that he has on Sting, and then the next play, here comes a slant, Sting just perfect pass breakup, perfect textbook stuff. That's the type of stuff that I look forward to, and that's what you have when you have an all-pro, best-in-the-league type guy.
Yeah, Yeah, and well deserved. I mean, number two is about where he should be.
Yeah. All right. Can't wait for number one. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got for us?
Yeah, so my good friend Ken Carmen put out a, speaking of lists, he put out a top 25 returning NFL coaches list.
Okay.
Ooh. And I'm really want to get your opinion on where he got D'Amico Ryans. It might surprise you a little bit. Plus, it's a real Annabelle doll out here. And it might have killed. Did it kill somebody? People, the streets is talking.
Oh,
I got a story about this.
All right, let's put our ears to the streets and Figgy's mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tape next.
Yes, it is. The Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. Big shout out to my man Ken Carmen up in Cleveland, Ohio. He do a little morning show up there. Called the Ken Carmen Morning Show with Anthony Lima on 92.3 The Fan, our sister station. And he released a top 25 returning NFL head coach list.
Okay.
And he just put it out there on Twitter. And I thought it was interesting because I whenever somebody put out a list like this, I always try to localize it. Where right. They got our guy at. So I'm going to read this list, and I want y'all to react to it. Number one, he got Reed. You got McVay, Campbell at three, John Harbaugh at
Campbell
number four.
At three, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that.
I like Dan Campbell a lot. He is going to be a very intriguing dude to watch this year, having to, you know, get a couple new dudes on the staff. A couple dudes that went and were really well-regarded have gone, and they're now coaching their own staffs.
If he get to the same place he got to last year, which I think it was kind of a disappointing way to end, but if he got to that same place again this year, do you feel like he go up the list?
Oh, yeah. I love his get down. I think he's such a great, people guy. Like, he's such a great players coach while also still commanding and demanding a level of execution from them guys. It's just, it'll be very intriguing.
This is going to be a big year for him because, you know, people always point to Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
So this would be a year where he can show people, hey, this is kind of me too. Ben Johnson had a big part in the offense, but. Yeah.
And Aaron Glenn,
coach.
we can't forget Aaron, not Andre Glenn as well.
Yeah.
So, Campbell number three, John Harbaugh at number four, McDermott five, O'Connell six, and as he liked to say, D'Amico Ryans at number seven.
Okay.
He got him at seven.
He says D'Amico?
he said it one time.
He did say it one time.
he said
and that
D'Amico.
Now is going to be the representation of Ken Carmen forever.
Yeah, and he got his old Cleveland Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, at 15.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of fair. I think it kind of
has. Seven's fine, right?
I think that's great.
That's kind of high.
That is higher than I was anticipating. Yeah. I do think that you know, teams or there's people around the league that will have some questions about, like, you know, D'Amico Ryan's at the highest level, right? And I think that there was a lot of love in the honeymoon. I think we might be moving away from the honeymoon, not to say that there's bad feelings towards him, but I think there's things that you can ask about D'Amico, the situational decision-making, whether, hey, are we going to kick here? Are we going for fourth down here or going for it on fourth down? There's some things to be asked in those places. And then, of course, the big one, which is, did you have a full reign over the entirety of the team, or were you a quote-unquote glorified coordinator? Now, I think we know that that's unfair, but, you know, putting the rubber to the road and demonstrating that still remains to be done.
Yeah, and around off, I'm going to just do the top 10. He got Sirianni 8, Kyle Shanahan 9. So he got D'Amico over Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
And then Jim Harbaugh 10.
The Shanahan hate is always fun to me.
The Sirianni hate is amazing to me.
Well, you know me. I'm in the boat with him on
Sirianni. I don't understand. Yeah. What else do we have to do to at least crack top 5?
Sirianni, I mean, yes. What else does he have to do? He's weird. He says dumb stuff. He's goofy.
Wipe that annoying look off his face.
But why does that matter when you look at the scoreboard?
You know me. My stance on it is just I have always had questions how much he actually runs this thing. But again, everybody at every turn has said, no, he has a grand impact on this. And so I have to begrudgingly, again, it's probably right, so I'm not trying to make it seem like it's wrong. I have to give him his props. I do.
Yeah.
So out of all the lists, we've been, you know.
Yeah, I got some love.
Yeah, I like this list the best because of the obvious reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I don't know if y'all been hearing this story or keeping up with the story, but it's a real Annabelle Dow who been kind of making the headlines because a man who was doing a tour with the dog, with the real dog, with the real Annabelle doll, ended up dead in his hotel.
What?
He ended up
dead. Explain the Annabelle doll phenomenon to me.
It is from a horror film, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's based on, I want to say, I really didn't dig into it. I don't really care for stuff like this, but they saying this is based off of a true story as far as the doll and all that stuff. And apparently this company, this guy have it, and they were doing a national tour with it.
So Annabelle, as I welcome to a segment that I like to call Reading. Mm-hmm. Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll. I'm sure you're familiar with those dating back to your middle age. a Raggedy Ann doll that is claimed to be haunted, according to paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. The doll frightened its owners, so they moved it to their now-closed museum in Connecticut during the 70s.
Okay.
Academics and science writers have dismissed their claims as myth and folklore. A character based on Warren's story is one of the antagonists that appear in The Conjuring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with that. So the guy who handles it died.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the story from NBC News.
Okay.
Tragedy at a stop on the nationwide tour of the supposedly possessed Annabelle doll. One of the doll's handlers found dead in his hotel room at the age of 54. Dan Rivera, a lead investigator for the New England Society for Psychic Research, or NESPR, had been exhibiting the Annabelle doll around the country. His colleagues now mourning his death, writing, "NESPR is devastated by his passing and is still coming to terms with this profound loss. The cause of death not yet revealed by investigators. The county coroner telling NBC that his death was nothing suspicious. The tragic death reigniting concern and fascination with the paranormal, as organizers say the tour, already steeped in superstition, will continue on in Rivera's honor."
Boy, those people that buy into this stuff.
Yeah, I stay away from this type of stuff. And I like horror movies.
Yeah.
But when it comes to stuff like this that's based on the true story, I'm out.
Yeah. You know what I don't get? Because I'm not somebody who leans too heavily into the superstitions, right? But what I don't get is, if you are, and I imagine that you would have to be to start this tour to begin with, why would you continue?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you seem to believe these things and now you got another notch in your evidence that this, there is some paranormal activity going, why do you continue to tempt fate? And I guess that is why we have all of these horror movies, because people continue to tempt fate when the first sign of if distress tells you that you should no longer continue. But I just, why would you? If you're like, hey, this is a possessed doll, now that somebody's dead because of the possessed doll, why do you keep possessed doll around now?
Yeah, just imagine the guy that's coming after him.
Yeah, yeah, you got to handle this.
Yeah, hey, you got to take over, Bucky.
And like, also, wait, I mean, if we're being honest here, for all we know, what was his name, Dan or something like that?
Yes.
Dan was, you know, had five arteries blocked and had a heart attack. And it was going to happen whether he was handling a doll or not. Or just whatever the occurrence was.
How would you feel if the I guess the news came back that it was, he just died of a natural cause?
Like no real no real cause determined.
Yeah.
Well, that might change things a little bit.
So it got to be like a heart attack or something like this, some type of health issue.
Yeah, it could be a simple coincidence.
Yeah.
It could.
Good luck to you, dog. Keep that doll away from me and my family.
So would you be the next handler?
No. Would you? There's a number for it. There's always a number. Like, I mean, if I'm getting my salary here that I do for like doing radio for carrying a doll around, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna keep on with this theme right here. So it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So speaking of horrifying things, I don't know if y'all saw this thread or I think it was on Red. I can't remember, but teachers and students are sharing the most horrific place they bumped into each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but there's...
it's a lot of crazy answers with this. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, I was teaching at preschool. I was teaching preschool and also working at a topless bar.
Oh, no.
Saw the father at last call and saw him again at the school's early drop off at 6 a.m.
Stripper teacher sees dad. Is basically what happened.
Good for dad, though. So, good for dad. Dad was like, I was out late, but I'm still going to make sure to be in my kid's life and drop him off at school.
Well,
good
that's
for
not
dad.
The horrific part, though.
That's less than 10 hours apart. Like, I just saw you.
Yeah.
You probably still got the alcohol on your breath and everything.
I'm just glad that this wasn't one of those dads that got her fired. You know, my son's preschool teacher works at a strip bar.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
I'm just glad he was cool. Like,
is that mutually assured destruction? Yeah, is that what happened there? It's like,
he probably
admit that you was at the booty club, huh?
He probably gave a little wink. Like,
I won't say if you don't say.
You know what? We should have coffee sometime.
Yeah, that's right.
That's called a PTA meeting.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I was getting a bikini wax, and halfway through my technician told me that, because of me, I'm doing great in college math.
Oh, yeah. Like a former student was down there. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else said, when I was a teacher, I saw a current student who was 16 attempting to use a fake ID at a bar I was moonlighting.
Oh, that's fun. That's not horrific. That the teacher's like, get the hell out of here, Johnny.
Get the hell out of here, Johnny. Before I call your mother.
That's right. No, that's not a horrific one. That's a funny one.
Well, if they get in, it's horrific at that point, right?
Yeah. Somebody else said, therapy. He was on his way out. I was on my way in.
Oh, wow. And
that got to be hilarious.
And they each caused each other's therapy.
you stay on that couch. See, this is what really happened.
Yes. I have this student. I have this teacher.
Yeah. Somebody else said, at my colonoscopy. Was about to begin. Hey, Mr. K, you were my favorite teacher. I'll be assisting you today.
Oh, great.
He said, thanks. Enjoy the view.
See, what do I always say? Own it.
Yeah.
Own it. Lean in.
Enjoy the view is insane.
That's an awesome one right there. That really is.
Somebody else said, the student was the only cashier when I was buying a pregnancy test.
Active student?
Here you go, Mrs. Jones. Good luck.
Like current student.
I wonder who this is for.
Because if they still at the same school,
yeah.
Now the school knows that you are buying pregnancy.
It would have been better if she came in with like one of the coaches.
No, it would not. No, it would not.
Hey, we talked about this situation a little earlier today. Right. Somebody else said, I was pooping at Walmart and the third grade student popped her head under the stall. And said, I saw your shoes, and I thought that was you, Mrs. Ware.
That's funny. That's just a little kid being a little kid.
That's a
big, yes.
Yeah.
Wait, third grade. Hold on.
Little kid. I thought that
big
was
enough
you.
To know not you. Don't be putting your head under the stall. That's something, by the way, a complete tangent, that we need to remedy as America. Why do our stalls have so many gaps in abilities to see and get in?
Yeah. Why don't you just go all the way down to the floor?
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of that? Is there like a benefit that I'm not considering?
Even the little side parts, it's like a wide enough gap where you can make eye contact.
Yeah, eye to eye, y'all just looking at each other.
Yeah, you don't see nothing else, but you see their eye. somebody else said, my professor canceled class one day because of a family emergency. We talked about that earlier this week. So I decided to go to the mall that was an hour away from campus and ran into her at Nordstrom's.
Yeah, the family had to go to Nordstrom. There's an emergency, there's a clothing emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can only be solved with a little bit of upscale shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my other favorite ones is a student said a funeral. He ran into his teacher at the funeral. Turns out they were related.
Oh, man.
And that was my most hated teacher I ever had.
See, but this is the thing. You can hate family. Who say you can't?
Yeah.
But when you find out that's family, you're like, oh, we related.
I hated you.
Just imagine.
It don't have to stop. Real haters will continue hating.
Just imagine being at that thing. Mr. Jones, what is he doing? What you doing here? How do you know her?
Yeah.
Wait, you're related to her?
We're related.
So that, what? And the last one I'm going to get to right here is a student said, me and a college professor was locked up in jail over the weekend together. And he said, the professor would probably note that it should be me and my college professor were locked up in jail.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, make sure you get it right.
Yeah.
So you don't end up back.
And you got to ask, what are you in for, right?
I don't know. I have never been. Is that the standard protocol?
You got to. Everybody's curious.
As the professor, I would ask. Yeah. But as the student, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
832 says the gaps under the bathroom stalls are for mopping and cleaning purposes. I mean, the countries where they got it all the way down to the ground, they
open
be keeping
the
it relatively clean.
They got the door. Yeah, they got some here in this building that
they
go all the way down.
That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody said they don't go to the floor because it's easier to clean. I mean, again, shout out to Bucky's Gets It Right.
That's right.
So, I don't know. I feel like
it's a money thing.
There's so much in this world that would be better if we just acted like Bucky's.
Yeah, it's a money thing. That's what it is. If they had the money, they would probably do it.
Yeah. I like that somebody is like campaigning for office in the text line. We need to make pooping at school safe again. I can never use the stalls in high school.
That used to be awkward when I worked at a high school. And they only had like one bathroom for us, for the teachers and all that stuff. Yeah. So once in a while, I go in the student bathroom, that which was closer.
Yeah.
And then see a bunch of dudes cussing and all this other stuff. And this is grown-ass man who works here. And then they all get quiet.
Yeah. Oh.
I like, dog, I don't give a damn what y'all do, man.
Exactly.
Just don't let me see it.
No, I would appreciate that if I was you, because no, don't make me an accomplice in whatever y'all are doing.
I don't want to know what y'all are doing,
exactly,
man. Just
so
don't whatever y'all do it, don't do it in front of me.
That's
exactly.
Right. All right. That is Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here
on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive, Clint and Ron. I'm interested in what their take is, but I'm also interested in yours. Earlier, Lopez put together a Houston ESPYs of sorts, and the big one that we were talking about was most memorable play of 2024 in Houston sports. But me and Fig kind of took it from best play. What for you was the most memorable play of 2024? Let's bandy that about next. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Hope that you've had a good one to this point. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the Drive here in a little bit. Before we get there, though, did you enjoy the ESPYs yesterday that was on?
And I enjoyed the monologue.
Okay, very good, very good. I had it on. There was a few things. I enjoyed some of the speeches. I enjoyed Lona Mar, who was talking at one point. And then you had, like, Big O, Oscar Robertson, getting the Arthur Ashe Award. That was really awesome.
I missed that.
You did?
And I'm a big fan of the
Well, that's the beauty of the current era of internet and information. You can go watch that in full. I'm sure that you'll be able to get a good feel on it, but you were less interested in the ESPYs as a whole, but you wanted to bring it local, and I thought we had a lot of fun with this earlier.
Yeah.
The Houston ESPYs, if you will.
Yeah, and we talked about how predictable it was with best golfer, Scottie Scheffler, best WNBA player, Caitlin Clark, blah, 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 blah. So we went through our list. Best coach, I think we landed on Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, I think I went with Kelvin. I think some people agreed ahead of Ime when it comes to Houston coaches. All due respect to D'Amico and Espada.
Best baseball player, I think it was split, but ultimately Yordan 2-1. Did you change your vote back to Yordan?
I think so. I mean, let us know what you think if you want to, if you go Yordan over the likes of Altuve or Tucker or Bregman.
Best football player, we landed on Mixon, but left Derek Stingley off the
list. You left Derek Stingley off the list. I was like, yo, hey, Derek Stingley should probably be here, the all-pro.
Best basketball player was Şengün. I think 2-1.
Yeah, you guys went with Şengün. Yeah. I was very enamored with Amen Thompson, especially because he had one of the most memorable plays, which we'll talk about here in a second.
But here's where it gets fun,
because
we get to actually relive this a little bit. The most memorable, not best, most memorable plays of the 20, and keep in mind, it goes back to 2024.
And I wanted to highlight this just to push it even further. Again, let us know what yours were. What are the most memorable? Because I took it from best play, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that. Sometimes a memorable moment is one that is negative or one that is silly, and that shows up on your list as well.
Yeah, and sometimes it is also the best. And the first candidate was this one.
Playing for a spot in the Elite Eight. Uzan gets it in, gets it back, and he puts it in! What a play!
The play drawn up at the end of Houston Purdue to get them one step further in the NCAA tournament. That was a huge, huge victory, a huge moment, and a triumph for, I think, Kelvin Sampson himself getting the University of Houston back to the national championship game.
Just executing it, man. Just the way they executed it was just incredible. But that's not all. We said memorable. This was, to me, this was like a really, really strong candidate and maybe could have been up there.
Yards, which will put another incentive in for him. Oliver fumbled the football. It's picked up by Barnett, who's having a day. He's rumbling inside the 10, pulling guys inside the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Texans.
The thing about that one, it was a great run by the big fella. Like, just carrying it. I think he really was hit, before the 6-yard line, but carried guys in from the 6-yard line, put a little move on. Pretty memorable play there by Derek Barnett against the Titans in their Oilers uniforms.
Yeah, that's always a good one to stick it to him in that space. Do you feel like this was the most memorable of the plays for the Texans all season long?
It was for me.
For you?
Yeah, really? Yeah, that was a very memorable play in terms of, like, kind of the wow factor, very similar to Uzan. Just like, you know, you're just like glued to it and you can't believe that you're watching this thing.
Some of the ones that I think of, and it's probably not, they're both of them are deep shots on offense. One of them is the deep shot to Nico Collins, where he ultimately ends up with the hamstring injury that takes him out. And then for all the bad reasons, the Tank Dell,
deep shot,
that was a touchdown where he gets tangled up with Jared Wayne. And then that one takes him out for the rest of the season. And obviously a good amount of this one, maybe the whole of this one coming up.
Yeah, no, that was memorable, like you said, not in a good way, but it probably should have been on the list at some point.
And all of it, because it's not just, it's the play, it is the way in which the stadium is quiet and we're all just sitting here waiting for this to resolve itself. Guys remain on the field for a good amount of time. There's obviously the conversations about CJ showing emotions in a huge way in that space. Like, all of that was big, especially because that was kind of a punctuation of, so I don't know if that's the right thing to say. Yeah. After a number of injuries to big players. Yeah. Like I mentioned, Collins, you had Joe Mixon's injury was a little bit different, but then you have Diggs. You have a lot of guys who have gotten injured throughout this. And then here's Tank Dell, a guy who a number of injuries for the team, but then a number of injuries for him as well. Yeah. All of that made it very memorable.
Yeah, and then sometimes the most memorable play is also very, very funny.
That hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Play. Brennan Miller is going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. They're going to say that's a fair ball, and it did not hit Altuve in the end of the inning. Altuve showing where it hit his foot. And now he's ejected.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
He was pointing at his foot, and there was a red mark on his foot, to be honest. there really was. But Altuve taking his shoe and sock off. And showing the umpire, and ultimately getting ejected.
So the teams that ended up being represented in this category, as you put it together, were University of Houston basketball team, Texans, and Astros. Was there anyone that came to mind for you, Rockets wise, from the season that was, like, just a memorable situation, memorable play? Because one of those that came in on the text line was Min Thompson hitting the game winner versus the Celtics, going to his right. He gives you a little Euro, you know. Actually, is that a Euro? So, yeah, kind of a Euro into the middle of the lane with the putting up the shot. Somebody from the 8-3-2. What about Jabari? Perfectly missed free throw to complete a comeback win. That's right.
I forgot about that one.
What an incredible moment to miss a free throw perfectly. One of the things in basketball that I am always amazed by, because – it is one thing to have a perfect shot that doesn't move the net.
Talk
as
about
it goes
executing.
Through. That's something that you work on every time. That is the desired effect.
Yeah.
You don't work on missing and missing perfectly. And so when you're able to do it, it's always crazy to see it. And then doing it on command like that was wild.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. But ultimately, I think what won was the Uzan, right?
I mean, Uzan was just huge. Yeah. I think also for me, the emotions of the city after that play was, we were all building towards, hey man, they're gonna do this. All eyes were on that. So man, I felt that. Don't look at me like that, Ron. Don't look at me like that, Ron. I know what happened. We all know what happened. All right. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.